Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, June 14, 2023, 2 Corinthians.
All right, before we get started, first of all, you see up here, happy birthday to a hockey puck. Happy birthday to Derek, but that's just part of the story. This is for Deb and me, a very special day, 14 June Flag Day. This is our Divine Institution Day. We celebrate all four divine institutions on this day. Divine Institution number one is freedom. Flag Day. That flag stands for freedom. Divine Institution number two is marriage. Deb and I got married on Flag Day. Why did I pick Flag Day? So I could remember my anniversary. Divine Institution number three, the family. Our firstborn son, Derek, was born on Flag Day. Divine Institution number four, nationalism. And Flag Day stands for nationalism, the United States of America as a client nation of God. And we have been celebrating Divine Institution Day for many, many moons. Deb and I have been married 4,800 years. So that, with that aside, if you'll open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4. And in preparation to worship our Lord, few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have graced us out with one more day of freedom in Client Nation USA. The freedom to assemble in a Bible teaching church such as this one, and the freedom to worship you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We are in a great section. In fact, much of 2 Corinthians deals with the subject of suffering for blessing. Chapter after chapter after chapter, Paul describes the suffering for blessing that he and the other communicators, Timothy and Titus and Apollos, have gone through. And how awesome and amazing and what a blessing. It is a special greater grace blessing given to winner believers. It's a special greater grace blessing for those of you who advance to maturity, have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Have personal love for God the Father, the great motivational virtue that motivates impersonal love for all mankind, the great functional virtue, and occupation with Jesus Christ, sharing the happiness of God in the most difficult of circumstances, in times of great suffering, in times of great adversity. And that has such impact, because when God can give you that mantle of suffering for blessing, it has impact not only to those around you and to the world, but to angels. Millions of angels watch. And you are having an impact in the angelic conflict. When you're going through these things, the spotlight's not on you. The spotlight is on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what the angels see? The angels see the Lord Jesus Christ. As you run those hurdles, and suffering for blessing is running spiritual hurdles, as you run those hurdles with precisely correct procedure, God's problem-solving devices, clearing them, you have the angels see, not you, they see the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. They see that He has made Himself at home in your heart. They see that you are occupied with Christ. And that has impact not only on the people around you, and it does, historical impact, but it has great angelic impact. Now that this suffering for blessing only comes, the only people that are qualified for it are those who live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and advance to spiritual maturity. You have to live by the power of the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, consistent and faithful metabolization of doctrine, not just when you feel like it or when it doesn't interfere with a million other things you have going on, but through consistent and faithful metabolization of the Word of God, you grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when you accomplish that, you glorify God to the maximum. In the short time while you're here, you glorify God to the maximum, and then you will glorify Him forever and ever and ever. Now this special category of greater grace blessing only comes to the winner believer. Not to the loser believer. They come under suffering too, but it's suffering for discipline. Punitive suffering. To try to get you to wake up that you're going the wrong way and you're heading toward the cliff. But for those few in our country today, those few believers who are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, well then you will advance to that point where God is free to give you the mantle of suffering for blessing, and you get to run spiritual hurdles. And all I can tell you is I ran hurdles a lot when I was actually even in grade school, junior high school, college. I always loved running hurdles. And now, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to run spiritual hurdles in the short time that I am here. And I hope all of you, I hope every one of you, qualify for that mantle of suffering for blessing. Because when you do, and you go face that suffering and pain and different things, it comes in a lot of different ways. Why, the spotlight is on the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. and that's the best. So we have it here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to see it again in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to see it again in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to see it again and again and again and again. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. So let's start at 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7. Now we possess this treasure in earthen vessels, for the purpose that the surpassing greatness of the power may be from the source of God and not from the source of us. Verse 8, we are afflicted, oppressed in every way. That's the Greek word phlebo. But we absolutely are not crushed, stenokoreo. We have great inner pressures in our soul, apareo, but we are not totally despairing, ex apareo. Verse 9, we are persecuted, dioko, but we absolutely are not angkatalepo, abandoned, deserted, forsaken. We are struck down, kataballo, but not destroyed, apolumi. And then we just barely got started in verse 10. We always carry about in our body the putting to death of Jesus. Now in 2 Timothy, we ended with this. Turn over first of all tonight to 2 Timothy 3 verse 12. Second Timothy 3, verse 12. In fact, everyone who desires, who wants, and you might have in your translation, to live a godly life. Well, the Greek word is elsebos, which is an adverb that comes from the noun elsebeia. And we've studied this in other passages. Elsebeia. E-U-S-E-B-E-I-A. It's a technical term in the New Testament scriptures for the spiritual life. Now, it's often translated godliness, which that doesn't usually say much to anything about explaining it. Elsebeia is a technical term for the spiritual life. So here is the Apostle Paul. This is the last letter he wrote before his execution. He says, in fact, everyone who desires, who wants to live the spiritual life, elsebeia, in Christ Jesus, he will be persecuted. When you advance to spiritual adulthood, when you have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, because you have lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then you qualify for suffering for blessing. And part of that included persecution. The winner believer is qualified to receive the mantle of suffering for blessing. What an honor! Nothing is greater than suffering for blessing, because it determines your greatness in life. God's plan for you is to use His grace and His power and have blessing and inner peace in the greatest problems and the greatest difficulties of life. And we will see that again when we get to 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. Dying is considered to be the ultimate in suffering. The winner believer knows how to die, and he glorifies God to the maximum in his dying. Psalm 23, 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou, the Lord, the shepherd, You are with me. He is with the winner believer because of occupation with Jesus Christ. He's made himself at home in your heart. Since dying is the ultimate in suffering, if you have inner peace and happiness in the thought of dying, then you will have inner peace and happiness in living. Suffering for blessing is designed to teach you not only how to live, but also how to die. And when you put the two together, it is an unbeatable combination. The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians 1:20, according to my intense concentration and resultant confidence, now listen, that in nothing will I be disgraced. Now, does that mean the Apostle Paul never sinned? No, Paul sinned. In fact, Paul got into reversionism on a couple occasions. Reversionism. He got the pudwaddin beat out of him, called punitive suffering. So, but he says here, according to my intense concentration and resultant confidence, that in nothing will I be disgraced. That's being disgraced at the judgment seat of Christ. Nothing. But will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. You see, there comes a time when you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and attain spiritual maturity. When you do that, you will understand that even though you have sinned and made mistakes from time to time, and you may even have gotten into reversionism like Paul, you know, as a spiritually mature believer with virtue love brought to completion in your heart, you know that you will not be disgraced at the judgment seat of Christ. Living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and advancing to spiritual maturity, having virtue love brought to completion in your heart, means Jesus Christ will be glorified in your living and in your dying. Now, there are certain aspects of living that we must do all alone, like suffering. That is something you have to do all alone. Suffering, feeling pain, making your own decisions, thinking your own thoughts, establishing your own priorities, and eventually you must do your own dying. No one can die for you. You must do your own dying. In learning how to live and how to die, you will have the key to inner happiness and inner peace. You can have inner peace, great happiness, and blessing in suffering and adversity as well as in prosperity. The only way to be on top of life in both suffering, adversity, and prosperity is to be a spiritually mature believer. Simply being alive and being a Christian does not imply that you have the slightest idea of how to live or how to die. This requires you living the unique spiritual life of the church age by the spiritual skills, having virtue love brought to completion in your heart, attaining spiritual maturity and grace righteousness, and that is knowing and applying everything God has provided for you so that you can have a fascinating and wonderful life that glorifies God to the maximum. Now in 2 Corinthians 4:10 and 11, the Apostle Paul compares the winner believer's persecution and suffering for blessing with that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've only exegeted the first clause of 2 Corinthians 4:10, which says, we always carry about in our body the putting to death of Jesus. Now, we had two points under that, and then we ran out of time. Point one was, by interpretation, Paul is talking about faithful communicators. He's talking about himself. He's talking about Apollos and Timothy and Titus. So by interpretation, the Apostle Paul and faithful communicators received great persecution and suffering for blessing. Two, Paul received intense persecution and bore physical scars resulting from wounds inflicted by beatings and whippings and stoning because of his testimony for Jesus Christ. And we saw this in 1 Corinthians 4:9-13, 2 Corinthians 6:4-10, 2 Corinthians 11:23-29, and we'll see it also in 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. Point three. The Lord Jesus Christ declares that in this world, the winner believer, the spiritually mature believer, will have tribulation, persecution, suffering. But, he says, be courageous, because I, Jesus Christ, have overcome the world. Turn over to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. John 16, verse 33. These things, these doctrines, I have taught to you, that in me, the Lord Jesus Christ, you may have peace. Peace which transcends all human understanding. In the world, you will have persecution, tribulation. But take courage. For I have overcome the world. You see, when you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, when you have occupation with Jesus Christ, you're going to have that peace in your soul which transcends all human understanding. Inner peace. Underneath point three, a couple of subpoints. One, our risen, glorified, triumphant Savior is out on point in your life. And not only is he out on point in your life, but he has your back. He backs up everyone of his persecuted believers facing suffering for blessing. How awesome is that? That's what John 16:33 is saying. These doctrines I have taught you, that in me, Jesus Christ, you might have peace, which transcends all human understanding. In the world, you'll have persecution and tribulation. But take courage. I have overcome the world, and I'm out on point in your life. As you go through, Jesus Christ is out on point, and he has your back. The Lord Jesus Christ has your back. So subpoint one, our risen, glorified, triumphant Savior backs up every one of his persecuted royal family facing suffering for blessing. The Lord has your back as you are running those spiritual hurdles. He has your back. He's out on point. Subpoint two. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is he who is in you than He who is in the world. And who is he who is in you? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit indwells every member of the royal family. Turn over to 1 John 4. First John 4, verse 4. You are from God, little children, and you have overcome them. What is that? The hurdles of suffering for blessing, the hurdles of momentum testing, the hurdles of evidence testing. You have overcome. You have cleared the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing. Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Who is he who is in the world? The ruler of this world, Satan. Greater is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit in you than Satan, who's the ruler of planet Earth. So, you are from God, little children, and you have overcome them. The believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, clearing the spiritual hurdles of momentum testing and evidence testing, and glorifying God. Point four. The disciple of Jesus Christ, who is living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, who attains spiritual maturity, he will take up his cross and follow Christ. Christ went through great suffering for blessing. And the winner believer will also have the privilege of wearing the mantle of suffering for blessing. So turn over to Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Taking up your cross and following him, well, that's living the spiritual life. And taking up the cross is suffering for blessing awarded to that winner believer who attains spiritual maturity. Five, no matter what comes by way of suffering and persecution, we are commanded to live our life by the grace and power of God and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what comes along by way of suffering and persecution, suffering for blessing, we are commanded to live by the grace and power of God and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that's verse 7. Now we possess this treasure in earthen vessels for the purpose that the surpassing greatness of the power may be from the source of God and not from the source of us. Six, God's grace and God's power enables the winner believer to glorify God in times of persecution, in times of suffering for blessing. God's grace and God's power enables the winner believer to glorify God in times of persecution, and in times of suffering for blessing. And we got this coming up in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we've seen this a few times, and you're going to get this nailed down here sooner or later. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, to keep me from becoming arrogant because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh. Now, a lot of people, commentators, well, you can get 100 different commentaries and they're trying to figure out, what's the thorn in the flesh? Well, it's a rose bush. They have a lot of thorns. The thorn in the flesh is defined right here. A messenger of Satan, a demon, assigned by Satan to Paul. A special demon assigned by Satan to torment. A messenger of Satan to torment me. And the word means to just beat the crap out of Paul. Suffering for blessing. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me in prayer. And Paul is one of the greatest prayer warriors of all time. He prayed this and God said, no, no. And that's a big fat no. Verse 9. But he assured me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. And that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in running spiritual hurdles, in insults. That's people testing. That's people, well, not just unbelievers, but believers that slander you, malign you, judge you. People testing. In pressures and hardships, that's thought testing. In persecutions, that's disaster testing. In difficulties, that's system testing. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 7, no servant of Christ has ever suffered and endured more than the Apostle Paul. No servant of Christ has ever suffered and endured more than the Apostle Paul. 8, by the grace and power of God, he glorified the Lord Jesus Christ to the maximum as he cleared these spiritual hurdles, not only of momentum testing, but evidence testing. So the corrected translation, we always carry about in our body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. This is hina plus the aorist passive subjunctive of phanerao plus the conjunction kai, plus the nominative singular of Zoe with the definite article, with the genitive singular of Yesu with the definite article, plus the prepositional phrase and plus the dative singular of Soma with the definite article, plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego. Now we start out, we have a conjunction chi. K-A-I, Kai. Now, Dana and Manti, the manual grammar of Greek New Testament, on page 251, says that in our verse, Kai is an emphatic use of Kai. And it may be translated, indeed, in fact, certainly. And we will translate it, indeed. So one, we also have hina plus the subjunctive of phanerao. Hina plus the subjunctive of phanerao. Phanerao is P-H-A-N-E-R-O, long O, phanerao. And hina plus the subjunctive of phanerao introduces a purpose clause. Two, the purpose of the winner believer's suffering for blessing is so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. The purpose of the winner believer suffering for blessing is so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. When you qualify for suffering for blessing, then the spotlight is on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the people around you witnessing you clearing these spiritual hurdles will see Jesus Christ in your life. He's real. He's in your life. So the purpose of the winner believer's suffering for blessing is so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. Three, the winner believer glorifies God in his suffering for blessing so that the life of Jesus might be manifested in his life. The winner believer glorifies God in his suffering for blessing so that the life of Jesus might be manifested in his life. Four, as the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, as the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, the reflected glory of the life of Christ is manifested for all to see. When I say all, I'm not just talking about man to see, but for angels to see. Angelic impact. So as the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, the reflected glory of the life of Christ is manifested for all to see. Five, clearing the hurdle of suffering for blessing puts the spotlight on Jesus Christ, not on you, but on Jesus Christ. You know, we had a double memorial service on Saturday for two winner believers, the best of the best. And those believers not only lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, they fulfilled the mandate of obeying the mandates of the Word of God. And here's Don Lewis, restricted to a wheelchair. And he was here night after night after night after night after night. We got people here that can't even come every night because they disobey the mandates of the Word of God. And here is Don Lewis here night after night after night, coming in a wheelchair. And a deacon would pick him up out of that wheelchair and sit him down in the chair. And then he would get this big grin on his face and look up and give me this. We got people here that can't even fulfill the mandates of the Word of God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And they need to find another church. Get the hell out and find another church. Because you don't belong here. But here was Don Lewis in a wheelchair. He was here night after night after night. Paula Roseberry, racked with cancer. And here night after night after night. Those two are the best of the best. And they went through, they were clearing their hurdles
of suffering for blessing. And they glorified God as they cleared those hurdles of suffering for blessing. They are the best, not the ones who are disobedient to the Word of God. So clearing the hurdle of suffering for blessing puts the spotlight on the Lord Jesus Christ. Six. We have Hei Zoe to Jesu, the life of Jesus. Hei Zoe to Jesu, the life of Jesus. Well, I know I say it and you don't know what that looks like. That's the definite article. Hei Zoe to Jesu. That's the definite article. H long E. Z long O long E. This is the genitive case of the definite article. To. Genitive case of Jesus. A, I long E. S O U. Hei Zoe to Jesu. To Jesu, the life of Jesus. Seven, the life of Jesus. What is it to have the life of Jesus in your life? The life of Jesus in your life is having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, occupation with Jesus Christ, which has great impact for all to see. The life of Jesus in your life, virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, occupation with Christ, which has great impact for all to see. And then we have phanerao. P-H-A-N-E-R-O long O. Phanerao. Now this is a very important verb, and it's going to be used by the Apostle Paul several times in this passage. A couple of things. One, phanerao in the active voice means to reveal, to make known, to show. To reveal, to make known, to show. Two, phanerao in the passive voice, which is what we have, means to become visible. To become visible, to be known, to be revealed. Now, what is being revealed? What is becoming visible? The life of Jesus in the winner believer who is clearing the hurdles of suffering for blessing. Momentum testing, evidence testing. And that becomes visible. It has impact not only to people around you, but to angels. The aorist tense is a constative aorist. Constative aorist, viewing all the times that the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing and views them in their entirety. The passive voice, the life of Jesus. The life of Jesus in the winner believer who is occupied with Christ is revealed and made known for all to see. The subjunctive mood goes with hina to introduce this purpose clause. Three, this winner believer, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, manifests, phanerao's, the life of Jesus in his life by the grace and power of God. How awesome is that? How fantastic is that? The winner believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, phanerao, manifests the life of Jesus in his life by the grace and power of God. 4. The Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life during the first advent in his hypostatic union. He lived that spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in his heart. He grew up in grace and truth in his true humanity. And the Lord Jesus Christ glorified God the Father. He glorified God the Father as he cleared the hurdles of suffering for blessing. The Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life in his hypostatic union by the power of the filling of the Spirit, metabolized doctrine in his heart, and he glorified God the Father as he cleared the hurdles of suffering for blessing. 5. So also, the winner believer in the church age, living the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart, glorifies God as he clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing. So also the winner believer, living the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart, glorifies God as he clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing. And where does this suffering for blessing, where does it take place? En to somati hemon, in our body. In our body. So the corrected translation. Verse 10. We always carry about in our body the putting to death of Jesus. That suffering for blessing awarded to the winner believer. For the purpose that, what's the purpose of that? For the purpose that the life of Jesus indeed might be revealed, made known, manifested in our body. In our body for the whole world to see. In our body for great historical impact, not only with man, but also with angels. So we always carry about in our body the putting to death of Jesus, suffering for blessing of the winner believer, for the purpose that the life of Jesus indeed might be revealed, made known, manifested in our body for the whole world to see. Man and angels, great historical impact. 1. That phrase, the life of Jesus, is putting the spotlight on the Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union when he was here at the first advent, living the unique spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, getting maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. So that phrase, the life of Jesus, is putting the spotlight on the Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union at the first advent, living the very first unique spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart. 2. During the period of the first advent, the humanity of Christ was sustained and empowered by the indwelling and filling of the Spirit, and metabolize doctrine in his heart from the teaching ministry of the Spirit. During the period of the first Advent, the humanity of Christ was sustained and empowered by the indwelling and filling of the Spirit, and metabolized doctrine in his heart from the teaching ministry of the Spirit. Three, the humanity of Christ had to be sustained and empowered by God the Holy Spirit. The humanity of Christ had to be sustained and empowered by God the Holy Spirit. Just as the members of the royal family, the church, would be sustained by the power of the Holy Spirit and metabolize doctrine from the teaching ministry of the Spirit in living the spiritual life of the church age. So the humanity of Christ had to be sustained and empowered by God the Holy Spirit, just as the members of the royal family would be sustained by the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. Four, the sustaining ministry of the Holy Spirit to our Lord Jesus Christ's true humanity is transferred to the royal family in the church age. The sustaining ministry of the Holy Spirit to our Lord Jesus Christ, true humanity, at the first Advent, is transferred to the royal family in the church age. That is, subpoint one, just as the Holy Spirit sustained the humanity of Christ during the incarnation, so now the Holy Spirit sustains and empowers the church age believer to live the unique spiritual life. Just as the Holy Spirit sustained the humanity of Christ during the incarnation, so now the Holy Spirit sustains and empowers the church age believer to live the unique spiritual life. The total ministry of the Holy Spirit, which never occurred before the incarnation of Christ, includes both the indwelling of our human body and the filling of our soul, the filling of the Spirit. Subpoint two. As the Lord Jesus Christ lived the unique spiritual life by the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in his heart, so also the royal family of God in the church age lives the unique spiritual life by the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in our hearts. So again, subpoint two, as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the unique spiritual life by the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in his heart, so also the royal family of God in the church age lives the unique spiritual life by the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in our hearts. Subpoint three. This is why we have all these mandates, and that's why I love the Thursday night class. The Apostle John over and over and over again says, are you abiding in Christ? Are you living the spiritual life? Well, if you're not fulfilling and obeying the mandates of the Word of God, you're not living the spiritual life. We got a lot of believers that are not living the spiritual life because they are not abiding in Christ, and Christ is not abiding in them because they are not obeying the mandates of the Word of God. So this is subpoint three. This is why we are commanded in Ephesians 5:18, keep on being empowered by God the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16, keep on walking by the agency of the Spirit. The sustaining ministry of the Holy Spirit has been transferred from the resurrected, glorified Christ at the right hand of the Father to the royal family of God on earth. Subpoint 4. The believer is commanded to avail himself of the sustaining ministry of the filling of the Spirit, and we are commanded to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That mandate to put on the Lord Jesus Christ is found in Romans 13. Turn over to Romans chapter 13. Romans 13. Romans 13, verse 14 is an imperative mood. This is a mandate. The mandate is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make no provision for the sin nature in regard to its lust patterns. That's why we're given the command, Galatians 5:16, walk by means of the Spirit and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. Here we have it in Romans 13:14. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the sin nature with regard to its lust patterns. So the believer is commanded to avail himself of the sustaining ministry of the filling of the Spirit and put on the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 13:14. The filling of the Spirit sets aside the lust patterns of the sin nature, which distracts believers from the teaching ministry of the Spirit in consistent and faithful metabolization of doctrine, which is the only way to ever put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Point 5. The royal family's glorification of Christ is through the ministry of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, spiritual skill number 1, the teaching ministry of the Spirit, spiritual skill number 2. The royal family's glorification of Christ is through the ministry of God the Holy Spirit. All right. Well, I don't know how it comes across to you, but this to me is one of the most powerful passages in the Word of God. And you know, there's believers that are just going through the motions. Just going through the motions. No spiritual life. They will never have, even know what it is to run spiritual hurdles, because they will never reach the point where God can give them the mantle of suffering for blessing. And we've gone through all those different passages in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians of the phenomenal suffering. Nobody suffered for blessing like the Apostle Paul did. Nobody. And he glorified God to the maximum. He ran hurdles, and he had such phenomenal impact to the angelic realm. Great angelic impact and great human impact. When the people saw the Apostle Paul, what they saw was Jesus Christ. The spotlight was on the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and qualify for suffering for blessing, the spotlight will be on Jesus Christ in your life. Not on you, but on the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.